dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Here we go, our postseason baseball coverage. It continues this afternoon in Ozaukee, home of the Jeff West Tigers, as a ticket to the Class 3A state tournament will be punched here today. Good afternoon, Brandon Tamman with you. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. Two semifinals and a championship game will be played consecutively with a triple header. It's on tap for you today, starting with the top seed and number one ranked Bishop Ward against Perry LeCompton, the four seed out of the Big Seven. That's followed by the host team, Jeff West and Sabetha, in game number two. The two winners will follow that second game in a regional title game here today. So let's get you the starting lineups, and let's start with game number one. And the road team will be Perry LeCompton, 13 wins and six losses. They beat Donovan West in their opening round game last week by a final score of 4-1. And under head coach Kent Houck, they go like this here today. Eli Dean will lead things off. He is the junior shortstop. Garrett Metcalf will bat second. He is a sophomore third baseman. Cage Starnes, he is a junior batting third. He'll be in left field. Caden Byers gets the ball and will pitch today, batting cleanup, and is a senior. Tristan Norwood is the senior right fielder. He bats fifth. Houston Haberger is a freshman second baseman. He will bat sixth. Tristan Gordon bats seventh. He is the junior center fielder. Cooper Trendle is the junior first baseman and batting eighth. And Zach Essman, the senior catcher, he will round things out batting ninth. So again, for Perry LeCompton, Dean Metcalf, Starnes, Byers, Norwood, Haberger, Gordon, Trendle, and Essman. For the number one team in the state and 21-0, Bishop Ward, the Cyclones, under head coach, that is Zach Harris. They will go like this here in this semifinal matchup. Keelan Overton leads things off. He is a junior center fielder. Manny Dunn is a junior. He will pitch today and bat second. Chris Mancinas is a senior shortstop. He bats third. Damon Esparza is the cleanup man. He is at third base today and is a senior. Connor Taylor bats fifth. He is the senior first baseman. Jaden Hendricks, a junior right fielder, he bats sixth. Timothy Hughes is a junior designated hitter, and he will bat seventh. Rolando Calderon, a junior catcher, he bats eighth. And freshman David Hernandez playing at second base and rounding out the lineup with Aaron Guest playing in left field and not batting. He will be in that defensive flex position. So, again, for the undefeated and top-ranked team in the state in Bishop Ward, Overton, Dunn, Mancinas, Esparza, Taylor, Hendricks, Hughes, Calderon, and Hernandez with Guest, again, the flex out in left field. We'll step aside for a timeout. Game one of three of the trip to the state tournament on the line. It starts next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A big event coming to Kellerman Insurance in Houlton. Here's Christy Wilson with all the details.
Kellerman Insurance is 60 years strong, and we want to serve up some appreciation to our customers and friends. We invite you to stop by our office on the southeast corner of the square. Let's talk about the old times, the good times, and the great times ahead. We are so thankful for all of you and look forward to celebrating. Join us for a brat, a sweet treat from the cookie truck, and more. Mark your calendars for Friday, May 17th, to join us for lunch between 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Hillman, our studio producer today. Brandon Tadman here with you in Ozaukee, home of the Jeff West Tigers, Class 3A Regional Baseball Semifinals and Championship here this afternoon. It starts with the 1-4 matchup and the top seed and number one ranked Bishop Ward Cyclones take the cause of Perry LeCompton. The cause come in with a record of 13-6. They beat Donovan West 4-1 in their first round game last Thursday. And it's going to be a tall task for the cause here today. Again, Bishop Ward, number one ranked and undefeated at 21-0. They got by Royal Valley in their first round game last Thursday. That was a 12-2 final. Eli Dean, Garrett Metcalf, and Cage Starnes will be the top three in the cause order as they get set for a win and move on scenario against Manny Dunn, the junior pitcher, a right-handed thrower. Or the Cyclones rocking their all-white home uniforms with black numerals and lettering trimmed out in red. Perry LeCompton, the cause going with their black jersey tops with white numerals and lettering with cause across the chest. And they are rocking the gray pants here for this matchup here today. Thanks again for hanging with us. Again, a triple dip and a ticket to the state tournament is going to be punched here this afternoon in Class 3A. Of course, next Thursday and Friday, the 23rd and the 24th, the state tournament in Manhattan, Kansas.
Number nine, Eli Dean.
And here we go, getting set for the first pitch, game 1-3. First semifinal here, the one seed and the four seed, Perry LeCompton. And junior shortstop Eli Dean will step into the batter's box against Manny Dunn, a right-handed thrower for the Cyclones. We are set for baseball. Dunn kicks and fires. First pitch fastball outside for ball one. And we are underway here in Ozaukee this afternoon. Another beautiful day for baseball. Lake Perry in the backdrop. The 1-0 is a little bit low. Two balls and no strikes. Dean will be followed by Metcalf and Starnes. And then Byers, if one of those three are able to get on. 2-0 on the way. And it's roped down the left field line, but that is well foul. Good cut by Eli Dean, but well out in front, makes it two balls and one strike. The cause had a couple of games at the beginning of the month canceled via weather. Royal Valley games and Pleasant Ridge games, those were canceled, so they had a nice little gap between games. But they have played well coming in. Next pitch, fastball, clips the outside corner. Even Stevens now, two balls and two strikes. Cause have won five of their last six. The lone loss coming with a split to Nemaha Central. 2-2. Good eye outside. Now three balls and two strikes. First batter of today's game. Jeff West and Sabetha will follow in the second semifinal. 3-2. Hit to the left side. Just foul. Out in front once again for Dean. And a good at-bat for him to start the ball game here against Manny Dunn. The Bishop Ward team that won this regional last year, beating Jeff West in the title game. They would go on to lose in their first round game at the state tournament 9-8 against Columbus. They were the 7 seed and losing to the 2 seed Columbus last year. Swing and a miss. Got him with an off speed pitch. So a good at bat for Eli Dean, but ultimately Bishop Ward and Manny Dunn gets the positive there. It is a strikeout to begin the game. Here's Garrett Metcalf, the sophomore third baseman. Bats from the right side. First pitch by Dunn. In there for a strike. Just getting going. The clouds are seeping through. The Sun poking out at times. Next pitch a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. Dunn works quickly and fires. Swing and a miss. Pitch was low and in the dirt, but Metcalf over the top, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Dunn a chance to go back-to-back K's here to start. Here's a 1-2. In there, strike three looking. Clips the outside corner and quickly two up and two down.
Left fielder, number 12, K. Stearns.
A lot of velocity with Dunn here early, working quickly. Strikeouts to Dean and Metcalf, and that brings up Cage Stearns. Junior right fielder, right-handed batter, pretty straight up with his stance, a little open with it, left a little staggered on the foot. First pitch by Dunn, in there for a strike. Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward, they do have some common opponents on the schedule here in 2024. As Dunn missing with an outside fastball, evens it up, one ball and one strike. Cause and Cyclones both have a 7-5 victory over Baldwin on their schedule this year. There's a swing and a miss. Another pitch that was low, but Starnes over the top of it, and it's one ball and two strikes. Chance to strike out the side. Dunn lifts and fires. Hit well. Center field playable. Overton's a very good athlete out there, and he makes a couple steps to his left and makes the catch to retire the side. Good inning for Dunn as he retires the cause. Three up and three down. No score. Home first coming up. It's regional baseball here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
State Bank, this is Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm going on vacation and want to monitor my Farmer State Bank card more closely. What can I do?
Do you have the Card Valet app?
What's Card Valet?
It's an app that allows you to take control of your Farmer State Bank debit card.
Wow, Lloyd, you have just the solution I need. I can't wait to download Card Valet.
To find out more, you can visit our website or give us a call at the Farmer State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
No score. To the bottom of the first we go. Perry LeCompton and number one ranked Bishop Ward in a semifinal here today in Ozaukee. Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman with you. Thanks for hanging with us on KNZA. Our postseason coverage continuing this week. Well, the first time we'll see Bishop Ward come up to bat here. Top of the order, Keelan Overton, followed by Manny Dunn and Chris Mancinas. The Cyclones, 21 games and 21 wins. The most dominant team in Class 3A here in 2024, scoring over 11 runs per game. And they have allowed just 38 runs to their opponents in the 21 games. That's just 1.8 runs per game surrendered. Caden Byers gets the nod, throws a first pitch strike, and the bottom of the first is underway. Overton open on his stance. Off speed, bends in there, and quickly, no balls and two strikes. Good pitch there for Caden Byers. A lefty with a big-time opportunity against number one in the state. Overton steps out of the box, regathers, very open on his stance, a little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. 0-2 for Byers, and it hits him. It runs inside, and the last thing you want to do there is give up a free pass.
Number three, Manny Dunn.
And that is what Byers does. So one on, nobody out, no score, bottom of the first. Here is the junior pitcher, Manny Dunn. He will bat from the right side, plays back in the box. Byers a little soft toss to first. Overton certainly a threat to steal. Winner moves on to the regional championship. Byers fires, and it's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Cause are surrendering 6.4 runs per game. Next pitch, in there for a strike. Dunn looking all the way, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, this is how it started with Overton. And on an 0-2 pitch to Overton, clipped him inside. He's got a good lead over there at first. Does not go. Now this one is roped towards center field, but playable. Gordon moving, leaps up and makes the catch. And back goes to first is Overton for out number one.
Shortstop number five, Chris Mancini.
So the first out in the bottom of the first. And that brings up the senior shortstop, Chris Mancinas. He will bat from the left side, plays up and back in the box. Tad bit open on his stance. Lefty on lefty here for this AB. First pitch by Byers a little bit high for ball number one. Beautiful afternoon, mid-70s as we got going here today. Next pitch a little bit up, and it's now two balls and no strikes. As Bishop Ward team undefeated at 21-0. Next pitch just missing outside. So quickly now three balls and no strikes. Cleanup man Esparza next. Byers next pitch taken all the way and it clips the inside corner. Now three balls and one strike. Overton at first. One out. Here in the bottom of the first. Ground ball to the right side into the cause dugout. Count runs full. Now 3-2. So a good job here by Byers to come back after falling behind three balls and no strikes. It's now full. Looks at first and fires. Swing and a miss. No, caught a piece. Just a foul ball. Near strikeout. Good job by Mancinas to get a bat on it there to keep it alive. Byers shakes off one sign. He likes sign number two. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Not a strike him out, throw him out. No double play, but a big second out. Wait a minute, the umpire. And we got an interference call, which is going to be a double play to end the inning. So an interference at home plate will get the second out. So a strikeout and interference ends the inning. Good job for the cause there. They'll take it, no doubt about it. We head to the second inning. No score here on KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
No score to the second inning we go. Bishop Ward and Perry LeCompton, regional baseball here on KNZA. So just to clarify that interference call to end the last half inning, it was a strikeout to Chris Mancinas, and then Overton was at first. He took off running, and then when Mancinas struck out, he stepped across the plate and interfered with Esmond, the catcher, and that called for the interference and the other outs, and that ended the inning. So here we go, 4, 5, and 6 here in the cause lineup. Caden Byers, Tristan Norwood, and Houston Habiger against Manny Dunn and Bishop Ward. No score. Here we go, Byers steps in from the left side. A little bit open on his stance. And Ward lips and fires. Fastball outside for ball number one. And the 1-0 slap to the right side. Nice high hop for the second baseman Hernandez. Easy throw to first in time for out number one.
Right fielder number 18, Tristan Norwood.
That'll bring up the senior right fielder, Tristan Norwood. So four up and four down for Manny Dunn and Co. Shakes off one sign. The righty likes sign number two. He'll lift and fire. Oh, and it runs inside. And Norwood plunked in the left shoulder, and the Caws get their first base runner.
Second baseman, number 3, Houston Habiger.
So Norwood at first, one down. Here's Habiger, the freshman at second baseman. Defensively behind Dunn, he is throwing to Calderon, the catcher. Esparza at third, Mancinas at short, Hernandez at second, Taylor's the first baseman. Guess in left, Overton in center, and Hendricks is in right. And a near pickoff there at first base. A great move by Manny Dunn. Nearly got Norwood, but he is back in time safely. So Habiger steps back in. He's batting from the right side. First time Dunn has to go out of the stretch. And the first pitch swinging and a lifted fly ball foul to the right side and out of play. No score, top of the second. 3A regional baseball. This was the one regional that had, or the only regional, I should say, in Class 3A that had three teams with an above 700 win percentage. Prairie La Compton was right under that mark. You could argue the toughest regional in Class 3A. Next pitch a little bit high. Now one ball and one strike. Bishop Ward, of course, number one in the state, at undefeated at 21-0. A 1-1 by Dunn. It is right down the center of the pipe, and it's taken for strike number two. So one ball and two strikes here on Houston Habiger, a freshman at second baseman with Norwood at first and one out. Dunn takes a long look and now throws back, and it gets away. It's a low throw, and that's going to allow Norwood, and he is not stopping. He rounds second. He is going all the way to third. Throw is wide, and he is all the way into third base safely. A mistake by Dunn, and Norwood is one base away from getting the Caws on the board. The throw was low, and it would have been a tough play for Taylor to make, and it gets all the way down the right field line. And Norwood, heady base running. He is at third with now one out, but a two-strike count here on Habiger. It's 1-2. A ball in play could bring a run in. Just missing on that fastball. That is a great eye for Habiger, and it's now two balls and two strikes. That was close. Norwood, the runner at third, was hit by a pitch and got to third on the throwing error by the pitcher. And now it's hit to the right side, and it bounces. And now dancing back to third base, and the throw is in time to get Norwood, who tried to dance between home and third. And that is a crucial mistake as they get the lead run. He hesitated to make sure that Hernandez didn't catch it at second. And a big-time play for Hernandez. Norwood is out. And now Habiger on the fielder's choice. Is at first with two down. That is a costly mistake for the Caws. So here's Gordon. Pitch a little bit high for ball number one. It wasn't hit incredibly hard by Habiger to second baseman Hernandez. It one bounce to him, and Norwood just off the bag, and Hernandez made the right call, threw it to third, and the tag applied by Esparza. Next pitch, a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike here to Gordon. Habiger at first, now two down. No score, top two. Dunn's next pitch, missing inside, and it's two balls and one strike. A little bit of a breeze here blowing out towards right center. Dunn fires in there for a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes. Well, the Caws had a great chance maybe to get on the board first, but now in danger of dropping an opportunity. Swing and a miss, off speed, got him on the outside corner. And Bishop Ward gets out of the inning. So, again, a runner at third with one out, but the Caws can't get him in. To the home second we go. No score. It's regional baseball here on KNCA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Home second we go here on KNZA. No score. Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward caused a great chance in their last at bat. They got a runner to third with one out, but unable to score, so we're still scoreless. As Byers tossing in a strike to Damon Esparza. Lead off the bottom of the second for Bishop Ward. Followed by Taylor and Hendricks. Another swing and a miss. Good pitch again off speed by Byers. And it's no balls and two strikes. Sabetha and Jeff West in game number two. Two winners in a championship game later on tonight. And there's a swing and a miss. And Byers, quick work for out number one here in the bottom of the second inning.
First baseman number four, Connor Taylor.
That is the first strikeout for Caden Byers. That'll bring up the senior first baseman, Connor Taylor. That's from the right side. Byers the lefty. A little bit outside for ball one. Now Bishop Ward again. They don't give up a lot of runs. Next pitch in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Again, giving up less than two runs per game. They have posted six shutouts in 21 games. Next pitch in there for a strike. So Byers has a little bit of a groove right now after striking out Esparza and a chance to do so here at two-strike count to Taylor. Next pitch, though, missing low and inside. Evens up. Two balls and two strikes.
On deck.
The Cyclones have not given up more than five runs in a game this year. They beat Wellsville 15-5 back on April 9th. They also gave up five in a 12-5 win against Paola in the middle of April. Next pitch missing inside. Now, three balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the second. Next pitch outside, ball four. So after getting ahead 1-2, Taylor works a walk on a full count. Here's Jaden Hendricks, junior right fielder. Runner at first and one down. That is the second free pass allowed as Byers hits Keelan Overton to begin the game. I think they just called a balk. So Taylor to second base on a balk call. A base hit could give Bishop Ward an early lead. Looking down at the scorebook for a second, looked up. They had already made the call. So Byers continuing out of the stretch. Now has to look back at second base and fires. Little looper to the right side. This could be trouble, but coming on to make the catch is Norwood, and he gets it in quickly, nicely done. And Hendricks is retired for out number two.
Designated hitter number 10, Timothy Hughes, the third.
So here's Timothy Hughes, a junior DH. The runner at second, now two down. That was a big comeback there against Hendricks after the balk call to get that second out quickly. Not out of it yet. Opportunity for Hughes here. Byers fires. And it's ripped to the left side on a high hop. It's gloved by Dean, and he won't have the time to make a throw. And a long throw now to home. That'll get the runner back safely. So everyone's safe. Taylor thought about maybe trying to break for home, but that was a good job by Dean keeping it in the infield. That is an infield hit.
Number 11, David Hernandez.
So Taylor at third, Hughes at first. They're at the corners with two outs.
Number seven, Rolando Calderon.
Here's the junior catcher, Rolando Calderon. So Calderon has the opportunity now to get Bishop Ward on the board. Cyclones in their all whites, home uniforms. No score, bottom two, but they're threatening with two on. First pitch by Byers is upstairs for ball one. The Caw has won six of their first seven games to begin the year. They had a tough stretch in the middle of the year, but have come back and have won six of their last seven coming in. Next pitch was in there, one ball and one strike. Byers fires. It is in there, called strike number two. Taylor at third, Hughes at first. Two down, no score, bottom two. 3A regional semifinal here in Ozaukee. Byers looks and fires. Just missing. It was nearly framed by Esman, the catcher, but now it evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Calderon, number eight in the order. Batting from the right side, open on his stance against Byers, the lefty. He'll fire. Low and inside, kicks away, opportunity at home. Esman gets there, throw to first, or I should say at home. It's not in time, and the run is in. So a wild pitch will get Bishop Ward on the board. One nothing Cyclones on the wild pitch. And Hughes to second base as well. They were a strike away from getting out of the inning unharmed. And a breaking ball that hit the dirt, kicked away to the right of Esman. There's not a lot of room between home and the backstop, but good speed by Taylor to beat out that throw. So the Cyclones out to a 1-0 lead. They're in the bottom of the second. Now the count is full on Calderon. Byers lifts and fires, and it's hit well down the left field line, but that is well foul and into the trees. Way out in front, we'll do it again, three balls and two strikes. Esparza struck out to begin the inning, and then Taylor walked and then got to second on a balk. Was able to get to third, and then a wild pitch bringing him home. Hughes with the infield single as well. He is at second base. But a big pitch coming up. They can limit the damage to just one here. You're feeling good if you are the cause. Byers lifts and kicks off the rubber. And looks the runner. Hughes back to second base. Habiger somewhat holding him on. Now Byers fires. Check swing, but it's in the dirt. Ball four. So the inning continues.
Number 11, David Hernandez.
So now number nine in the order. Here is Hernandez, the freshman second baseman. He's got Hughes at second, now Calderon at first. There's going to be a courtesy runner at first base for Calderon. It'll be Edward Freeman, a junior. And a courtesy runner again at first base is Freeman for Calderon. So two on and two out. 1-0 Bishop Ward, bottom of the second. First pitch by Byers, called strike number one to Hernandez. Neither runner being held on. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball to the right side. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Chance for Byers to get out of the inning here. Looks back to second, fires, and a swing and a miss, and he gets a strikeout. He had to really work for it. A wild pitch giving Bishop Ward a lead at 1-0, but limited damage is done. To the third inning we go. It's regional baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bishop Ward, a 1-0 lead on Perry LeCompton, thanks to a wild pitch getting him on the board. And the third inning of play here as regional baseball coverage continues. Here on KNZA, Cooper Trindle, Zach Essman, and Eli Dean. 8-9-1 in the cause order, now trailing for the first time today. Again, 1-0 the score. Still early on, top of the third we go. Manny Dunn back to work. A righty versus righty in this matchup. He'll kick and fire. Bends one in there for strike one. Trendle, the junior first baseman. 0-1 on the way. A little bit low, evens up. One ball and one strike. The cause finished 8-4 in league play this year. Next pitch missing a little bit inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Dunn works quickly, gets the outside corner there, and it's two balls and two strikes. Game number 20 for the cause here in 2024. They have won 13, they have lost 6, and there is a swing and a miss, and down goes Trindle for the first out in the third.
Catcher number 11, Zach Essman.
So that is the fourth strikeout in 8 batters faced for Manny Dunn. And here's number 9 in the order, Zach Essman, the senior catcher. A little closed on his stance from the right side and calls time. Well, the Cause had a great opportunity in their last at bat. They got a runner at third with with one out. And that was Norwood, but ultimately got picked off at third. And the Cause unable to get that run across, but now trail 1-0 here in the third. Here's a 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes here on Zach Essman. Well, the top of the Big 7, very solid this season. The top three teams here left in this regional. Perry LeCompton here, plus Jeff West and Sabetha in the second semifinal after this one. There is a swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Calderon for strike number one. So two balls and one strike. Dunn works quickly, and this one is slapped to the right side, out of play foul, and we're evened up at two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on, top of the third. 2-2. Bends in there, strike three, and all Essman can do is shake his head. He leaned back, and then it bends right back into the strike zone. Make it 5 strikeouts now for Manny Dunn. Back-to-back to begin the third, and at the top of the order we go with Eli Dean, who struck out in his first at-bat. He'll swing at the first pitch, high fly ball towards the warning track in right center field, and that ball kept carrying, but ultimately caught by Overton right in front of the warning track. So he certainly put a ride into it, did Eli Dean, but Overton making a nice catch in the right center field gap near the fence. So we head to the home third here on KNZA. It's a 1-0 Bishop Ward lead.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there's some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890.
Kansaland Radio.
Here in Ozaukee, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you here this afternoon. First of three games in this regional semifinal number one with Bishop Ward and Perry LeCompton. Cyclones leading the cause 1-0. Jeff West, Sabetha to follow. Two winners after that in a regional championship game. So a ticket to the 3A state tourney will be punched here this afternoon. Top seed, number one ranked, Bishop Ward at the top of the order against Caden Byers as we're in the home third. And the first pitch by Byers to Keelan Overton is low for ball one. Overton got down 0-2 in his first at bat. Then he was hit by an off-speed pitch, but did not get farther than first base. A strikeout and then a catcher's interference, or I should say a batter's interference, ended that first inning. Next pitch was low. Now two balls and no strikes. So Overton will be followed by Dunn, and then after that, Mancinas. Overton, heavy open with the stance. Now steps up straight up and takes a strike. It's 2-1. Cyclones got their run in the second on a wild pitch. Connor Taylor able to trot home for that lone run of the game so far. Next pitch by Byers, low and inside. Three balls and one strike. Now the Cyclones are good 1-9. You've got to keep the damage at a minimum if you're Perry LeCompton, and that's a four-pitch, or I should say a five-pitch walk, and Overton is on to begin the third. The second time in two at-bats that Overton is able to reach, and here is junior pitcher Manny Dunn. We saw him crush a home run last year on this field in the regional tournament. Now he shows bunt, the opposite of a home run, puts it down, but foul, and it's no balls and one strike. We were talking up here, pretty sure he had that at bat left-handed. But now he's batting right-handed here. Now shows bunt, and the bunt attempt missing there, and it's quickly 0-2 as that pitch found the strike zone. Let's see if he tries it with a two-strike count. Runner at first, nobody out. And now a throw to first, and it's a little lazy, and it's a good jump, and safe at second base. Overton took off right when Byers threw it to first, and there wasn't a lot behind that throw to first. And Overton now at second base with the steal. And now Dunn certainly doesn't have to try a bunt, especially now with a two-strike count still, 0-2. So base hit could double up the lead, 1-0, Bishop Ward here in the bottom of the third. Now Byers is stepping off and really concerned with Overton, and Overton aggressive clapping as he sees Byers continuing to pay attention to him at second base. An 0-2 is a foul ball to the right side and out of play. Cars beware. And no car right in between them. Stays 0-2. Overton got to first on a leadoff walk and then stole second. He is there with nobody out. Dunn down in the count, 0-2. Bishop Ward a 1-0 lead. Byers looking back at second. Haviger holds, but the pitch is low and in the dirt, and it gets to the backstop, and absolutely no chance to get Overton as he gets to third without a throw. So now Overton at third. Nobody out. Count 1-2 here on Manny Dunn. So an opportunity for Bishop Ward to add to this lead. Almost anything in play could get Overton home. The 1-2. It is low and in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Dunn fighting back to even the count. And Byers steps off again. Byers had a good rhythm going early, but now it just seems like he's a little bit off. He's taking time now between some pitches and really focused on that runner. High fly ball deep center field. It's going to be playable and certainly deep enough to get the runner in as Gordon makes the catch in the gap. And the sacrifice fly gives the Cyclones a 2-0 lead.
Shortstop Chris Mancinas.
So here's Mancinas with one out, nobody on. So the sack fly by Dunn gives him an RBI, and the Cyclones a 2-1 lead, or a 2-0 lead, excuse me. First pitch to Mancinas in there for a strike. Struck out in his first at bat, and then interfered with the catcher Essman on a throw to second base, trying to get Overton on a steal attempt, and that's how the first inning ended for the Cyclones. Next pitch high, and it's 1-1. So the leadoff walk comes around to score. Oh, and the next pitch runs inside, and Byers hits him. That'll bring up Esparza.
Third baseman Damon Esparza.
And we'll have a meeting on the bump here for Perry LeCompton. So a little pause in the action. Byers laboring a little bit. Don't think it's going to be a pitching change here early. Coach not taking the ball, so just gathering the troops and resetting. This is the number one team in the state in Bishop Ward. 21 wins and 0 losses coming into this one. They have been the most dominant team in the classification, won this regional last year, and looking to do the same again. They have a 2-0 lead here on Perry LeCompton. A run is in this inning. One out and one on. And here is the senior third baseman again, Damon Esparza. He struck out in his first at bat. See if Byers can settle down. A runner takes off, pitches low and inside for a ball. Throw is good, but not in time. Mancinas with a stolen base. And he is up into scoring position with one out. An aggressive base running team in Bishop Ward. A couple of steals here early. Really keeping Byers on his toes. Two runs on just one hit for Bishop Ward so far. First pitch to, or I should say second pitch to Esparza. Low and inside. 2-0. The Blue Jays of Sabetha have arrived and are watching the action here as they'll play Jeff West up next. Next pitch low and in the dirt, and it's 3-0. A little bit of a danger time here for Perry LeCompton. They're only down 2. A very disciplined group here for the Cyclones, taking a lot of pitches here early. The 52nd pitch of the game by Byers is in there for a strike and a throw to second and taking off. And Mancinas had Perry LeCompton tricked there, and he is at third base. So Essman thought he was going to maybe get a pickoff attempt at second base. Instead, Mancinas took off, and he got to third. Now the infield is in. 3-1 pitch. It is high, 4.
First baseman, Connor Taylor.
So they're at the corners with still one out. Here's Connor Taylor, who scored the first run of the game and reached via a walk. Got the second on a balk by Byers. Got the third on the infield single by Hughes. And then scored that first run on a wild pitch. So the infield backs up. They get a double play opportunity. That would be what the doctor would want to prescribe. To limit any more damage. Byers' first pitch, it is in there for a called strike. Taylor is senior, batting fifth in the order today, playing at first base. Bats from the right side against Byers, the lefty. Good lead at first by Esparza. Byers will look home, and it's hit to the left side. This is a double play opportunity. Second for one, throw to first, in time, and the cause. Turn the traditional 6-4-3 DP, and they get out of the inning with minimal damage done. One run is in, and after three innings of play, it's Bishop Ward 2 and Perry LeCompton nothing.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Well, the Cyclones get another run, but a 6-4-3 double play turned by the cause defense, ending the threat of more on the board. So a 2-0 Cyclones lead in this regional tournament semifinal game in Ozaukee this afternoon as we hit the fourth inning of play. Here on KNCA, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brendan Tamman with you.
Leading off to the cause, number 7, Garrett Metcalf.
So 2, 3, and 4 in the cause order. It'll start with sophomore third baseman Garrett Metcalf, who struck out in his first at-bat. Manny Dunn has been very good on the hill for the Cyclones. 5 strikeouts in the first 10 batters faced. 2-0. Cyclones, fourth inning underway, and a foul ball to the right side makes it no balls and one strike. Metcalf will be followed by Starnes and then Byers after that. Another pitch in for Dunn, and it's low and inside, 1-1. Likes the first sign and fires. Foul ball to the right side. Once again, cars beware. You get a gasp from the fans when a ball is hit in that direction, and you just wait to hear solid connection. That time it did not. 1-2 here on Metcalf. The sun is out. Metcalf is open on his stance. A breeze towards right center. Hit well to the left side on a high hop. Caught at the edge of the grass. Long throw is wide and safe at first base. The cause fans loving that. It'll be an infield hit for Metcalf, and he's on with nobody out.
Left fielder, Jake Starnes.
That was a great defensive effort by Mancinas at short. He went all the way to the edge of the grass. Now the Bishop Ward head coach is on the field. That's Zach Harris, who is wanting to have a conversation with the first base umpire about something. Not sure if he's thinking of an interference call or something like that. I'm not really sure what he's trying to figure out. The ball was thrown well wide, but even if a throw is on target, Metcalf's going to beat that one out. Prairie LeCompton fans groaning at the pause in the action, but nonetheless, nothing changed. So Metcalf at first with nobody out. Here's Starnes, who lined out to center in his first at bat. Done out of the stretch. Bunt is thrown down and had to pull back, and now a throw to first, and the cause are in trouble here. Metcalf is caught in a pickle. Throw to first, but it bounces away, and he's able to get back. Crisis averted. So Metcalf able to get back after a couple of throws and dancing between first and second. The pitch was a called strike on the bunt attempt by Starn, so it's going to be 0-1. Heck of a job by Calderon to rip that throw to first. And just fortunate for the cause that Metcalf was able to get back. No balls and one strike. Pitch to Starnes is high for a ball. Did not show bunt that time. Kept the bat on the shoulder, and it's 1-1. 2-0 Bishop Ward here in the fourth inning. Number one seed and number one ranked Cyclones against the four seed Perry LeCompton. Next pitch outside. Good eye for Starnes. It's 2-1. Couldn't have asked for a better afternoon after we had some rain in the forecast Sunday and into Monday with some movements with some of our local tournaments. There's a swing and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. But we look good to go here for today and tomorrow across the MSC Sports Radio Network. 2-2 by Dunn. In there, strike three call. And a big first out, as that is 6 strikeouts now for Manny Dunn. So Metcalf at first, now 1 out. Starnes now 0 for 2. Here's Byers, who grounded out to second in his first at bat. That's from the left side. Dunn out of the stretch. First pitch. Tails outside to the fastball. It's 1-0. Well, next week, we'll have state softball and baseball coverage. TBD with area teams going to have opportunities to get there next week. That'll be Thursday and Friday coverage. And then state track will be Friday and Saturday in Wichita. Next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 here to Byers. Runner at first. 1 out. Pop this one up. Left side. Tailing towards the fans. And it finds the seats, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, the cause best opportunity. They got a runner at third base back in the second with only 1 out, but could not get that runner in. That's been their best opportunity until now, where they got the leadoff man on, but now it is Metcalf at first with 1 out. Good eye there for Byers. Fastball outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tristan Norwood due up next. Fires the lefty. Open on his stance. A 2-2. Just stayed alive. Hits it to the left side. Out of play. 2-2 will stay it. On a 2-0 Bishop Ward lead. They scored 1 in the 2nd and 1 in the 3rd. We are in the top of the 4th. Winner advances, and the loser has their season come to an end. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Mancinas on a high hop. Plays to second for 1. Throw to first. In time. Double play. So the cause last inning. Bishop Ward gets it as well. They'll end it with a 6-4-3 double play. State's 2-0. To the home fourth we go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Focus and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Game of our regional baseball triple header here in Ozaukee this afternoon. Perry LeCompton and top seed number one ranked Bishop Ward. Cyclones a 2-0 advantage. As we hit the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Cyclones again 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd. A 2-0 advantage. As Byers back to work, facing 6, 7, and 8. The Cyclones order, Jaden Hendricks leading things off. Lefty Byers fires, and this one is hit well. This is trouble. That is going to be in the gap, and it's going to be extra bases. Hendricks all the way to the wall in left center. He is not stopping at 2. He wants 3. A good throw gets him, and the throw is high. A good throw from the cutoff man. Probably gets him trying to stretch it to 3, but the throw is high, and it's a leadoff triple for the junior right fielder, Jaden Hendricks.
Number 10, Timothy Hughes.
Well, that is not how the cause wanted to start this one. High fastball, and he got all over that one and launched it. A one-hopper to the fence. in left center, and he was not stopping at second, and Hendricks able to get to third. So here's the junior DH, Timothy Hughes. And he hits it well to left field, and that drops in for a hit, and it gets by the left fielder in Starnes and all the way to the fence. And he will stop at second base. I think the ball may have gotten under the fence, and now they're waving it in, and they'll stop the runner, I believe, at second, or will they get him to third? Well, there was confusion in the left fielder in Starnes saying it got under the fence, and now the umpire is going all the way out to the fence in left field to check it out. So that is gone. So we'll see if they move him back to second base, and they will. So it's going to be an RBI double for Timothy Hughes, and it's now 3-0 Bishop Ward. Well, not how Byers and company wanted to start this inning. They've been hanging around with number one in the state, but a leadoff triple followed by an RBI double. And the Bishop Ward lead is now extended to 3-0. Here is Rolando Calderon, the junior catcher. He walked in his first at bat. A base hit could add to the lead once again. Still nobody outs in the home fourth. Off speed pitch, a little bit high, didn't quite break like Byers wanted. And it's 1-0 and no strikes. The Cyclones had just one hit going into this inning, but a triple and a double. Now 3 hits in the game. Swing and a miss. Good location on that fastball by Byers. And swinging right through it is Calderon, and it's 1-1. And 21-0 Bishop Ward. Good spot here with a runner at second and nobody out. Byers throwing back to second, and back safely is Hughes. I would say it's between partly cloudy and mostly cloudy. Sun peeking in and out throughout the course of this first game. Jeff West of Bethel will follow, two winners in a championship game. Byers let off speed pitch there, bends into the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Well, again, if the season has told you anything, you don't want Bishop Ward scoring more than 5 runs in a game, because that ultimately puts you in a near impossible opportunity. Now a shot to the right side, and it finds the outfield for a base hit. And stopping at third base is Hughes. And getting to second on the throw home is Calderon. A triple, a double, and a single to lead off this inning. And Freeman will be the courtesy runner once again for Calderon. So now runners at second and third with still nobody out. And this could be maybe it for Byers. And the cause will make a pitching change as it looks like they're going to bring in Norwood from right field. So our first pitching change, Bishop Ward in control, 3-0, two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this here on KNZA.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our first pitching change of the afternoon, believe it is Tristan Norwood, who is now on the bump for Perry LeCompton, trying to stop the bleeding here in the fourth. A run is in, or the Cyclones. Their lead is 3-0 now on Perry LeCompton, and they have second and third with still nobody out. Byers responsible for the two runners on base. Byers 3 innings, couple of strikeouts, gave up 3 walks. Byers now playing at first base. I believe they put Trendle in right. So again, Norwood now pitching and in a tough spot. And his first pitch is a fastball to the freshman, David Hernandez, for strike number one. A triple, a double, and a single. The first three batters for the Cyclones in this inning. The next pitch fouled out of play. 0-2 here on Hernandez. Hughes at third. Calderon had the hit, but Freeman, the courtesy runner, at second. And now a high fly ball to the right side and foul. Stays 0-2. But a tough spot here for Norwood. The infield is in. A 3-0 Bishop Ward advantage. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. And stays 0-2. Hernandez struck out in his first at bat. That was the final outs of inning number two. Norwood out of the stretch. Staggered with the stance. Lifts and fires. Low and outside. And it's 1-2. So again, Byers at first base, Haberger at second, Dean the shortstop, Metcalf at third. Norwood fires, and another foul ball. Good at bat here for Hernandez. 2 on, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Cyclones trying to continue to add to their lead. Right now it's 3-0. Norwood bends it in there. Strike 3 looking. A big first out here in the fourth.
Keelan Overton.
To the top of the order, Keelan Overton. He has reached twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first, and then he walked and scored in the third. But 2 on and 1 out. First pitch foul ball. Right back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Infield stays in. The runners at second and third. Use it third, and Freeman, a courtesy runner, is at second base. 3-0 Cyclones here in the home fourth. High fly ball, right side, playable for Trendle, and he makes the catch, and it is well deep enough to score the run. It is a sacrifice fly, and it's now 4-0 Bishop Ward. Hughes in from third.
Number 3, Manny Dunn.
So an RBI and a sacrifice fly for Overton. So 2 outs, a runner at third. And here is Manny Dunn, switch hitter now batting from the left side. You don't see a lot of switch hitters at the high school level. Mentioned earlier, we saw him clear the fence with a home run last year in this tournament. From the left side, facing Norwood here. 1-1. Pitch by Norwood is fouled away, 1-2. So Byers again could not make it out of the inning. The Cyclones started the inning with a triple, a double, and a single. And that's when Norwood came in. Got Hernandez to strike out, and then Overton, a productive at bat with a sacrifice fly to right. So 2 outs, a runner at third. 4-0, Bishop Ward, the pitch. It is outside, and it's 2-2. Infield back, and this is hit well, deep, right center field, looking up, and that buries the scoreboard for a 2-run homer. You could hear the thump right off that scoreboard in right center field. And I mentioned it, might have been an announcer curse there that he hit a home run last season to right center. and he clears the fence and drills the scoreboard. It's now 6-0. So a fourth spot in the inning. Three driven in today for Dunn, and it's now 6-0 is our score. 0-1 pitch here to Mancinas is outside. 1-1. And the pitch. A little bit outside. 2-1. Well, tough inning for the cause. Not the same spot on that pitch. Same location, same call. And it's now 3-1 to Mancinas. Struck out in his first at bat and was hit by a pitch in his second at bat, and that foul ball nearly got to the highway. And it is a loud strike number 2. Well, the scoreboard says 7-0, but it's 6-0. And there is a pitch low and outside for 4.
Number 21, Damon Esparza.
So the inning continues. Number 8 in terms of batters this inning coming up with Esparza. Struck out in his first at bat and then walked in his second at bat. And for some reason they added another run, showing 8-0 on the scoreboard. But it's 6-0 Bishop Ward here in the bottom of the 4th. Norwood's pitch is outside. And it's 1-0. Or I should say 2-0 here to Esparza. Now it's been a big inning here for the Cyclones again. 4 on the board. There's the runner going. Throw to second. Good throw, but it kicks away. And the runner, Mancinas, is safe. That is his 3rd stolen base of the game.
He fixed it. There you go. Okay.
6 runs on... should say 6 runs total, but they've had 4 runs, or I should say they have hit for the cycle this inning. A single, a home run, a triple, and a home run. Or a double, I should say, added in there, but... an impressive inning for Bishop Ward, and they can still add to it. Runner now at second base, 2 down. 6-0 is their lead. Number 1 in the state and undefeated coming in. Looking to continue that trend here today. Norwood's 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he gets him down. So that finally retires the side, but 4 runs score, highlighted by a 2-run home run from Manny Dunn, blasting off the scoreboard. And at the end of 4, Cyclones 6, and the cause nothing.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the Cyclones hit for the cycle in the home 4th, highlighted by a 2-run homer from Manny Dunn, who now has a 6-0 lead to work with. As we hit the 5th inning of play here on KNZA, game 1 of 3 here this afternoon in Ozaukee. Thanks for hanging with us. Still a long way to go. The cause need to put something together as Norwood leads things off. Norwood, Habiger, and Gordon do up for the cause here in the away 5th. But 6-0 now the score in favor of Bishop Ward. Dunn back to work and fires. First pitch in there for strike 1. Norwood hit by a pitch in his first at bat and got to second base on an error and then was thrown out at third, getting caught in a pickle back in the second inning. Next pitch, low and inside, 1-1. Cause just one hit to this point in the game. Next pitch in there for a strike, now 1-2. Dunn has faced the minimum in all but just one inning. He faced four in the second. Foul ball to the right side. Cars beware. And it stays 1-2. Well, he's really been good with that breaking ball on two strikes. Dunn has 6 strikeouts in the game and is ahead here on Norwood, 1-2. Shakes off a couple of signs. Likes the third op and fires. Outside with the fastball, and it's 2-2. Well, Bishop Ward again, if you look at the track record this season, they have not allowed more than 5 runs in a game this year. They are up 6. And another strikeout. That one bends in. Mentioned the breaking ball. That is dang near impossible to put in play, and that is 7 strikeouts now for Dunn.
Houston Haviger.
1-1 here in the 5th. Here's Haviger, reached on a fielder's choice in his first AB. Dunn's first pitch, a little bit outside for ball number 1. Well, 6 runs on 5 hits in the game here for Bishop Ward. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Done a lot of rhythm, working quickly. High chopper to the right side, put in play, but on a belt-high hop for Hernandez to first in time for the outs, and 2-2.
Center fielder, Tristan Gordon.
Here's Gordon, struck out in his first at-bat, steps in with nobody on and 2 outs here in the 5th. Bishop Ward 6 and Perry LeCompton nothing. Jeff West and Sabetha in semifinal number 2, winner here. And the winner there, playing in a championship here later on tonight. We'll have them all right for you. First pitch by Dunn, breaking ball away, and it's 1-0. And stepping off the rubber is Dunn. They'll reset. Sun now behind some clouds here, so breezy shade. Temperature-wise, couldn't really ask for a better afternoon. Next pitch tails outside, 2-0. Gordon's able to get on, then Trindle is due up next. 2-0, swing and a miss. Belt-high cheese, and it's 2-1. A 2-1 by Dunn. In there for a strike, and quickly 2-2. Dominant outing for Manny Dunn here so far today, trying to go a strong 5. The 2-2, got him, swinging on a fastball. 2 strikeouts in the inning, 8 in the game for Dunn. It's all Bishop Ward. 6-0 to the home, 5th we go here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Odler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
KNZA.
Regional baseball coverage here on KNZA. Brandon Tammet, Kurt Kilman. Appreciate Justin Fluke stepping in for a little bit during this broadcast today, helping out on the ones and twos. Semifinal number one and number one Bishop Ward continuing dominant stretch here. 6-0 lead over Prairie Le Compton. Norwood back to work. Home fifth inning of play. First pitch to Connor Taylor, missing inside for a ball. Taylor has walked and scored. He has also grounded out into a 6-4-3 double play. Chopped this one foul, one ball and one strike. Dakota Plake is out in right field defensively right now for Prairie Le Compton. After Byers was relieved by Norwood on the hill. Ground ball playable. Good hop, good pick by Dean. Plenty of time. Throw to Byers in time. And a ground ball out to begin the bottom of the fifth.
Right fielder Jaden Hendrick.
So one down. Here's Jaden Hendricks. He led off that four-run fourth inning with a triple. And then scored on the double by Hughes. And he hits this one well to the left side. Coming in, though, making a running catch. Playing it well is Starnes in left, and two up and two down.
Designated hitter, Timothy Hughes.
Here's the DH, Timothy Hughes. He is 2-for-2, a single, a double, a run scored, and an RBI. Bishop Ward with a 6-0 lead here in the home fifth. Good first pitch, but just missing outside. And it's ball number one. Cyclone sent 8 to the plate in that four-run inning. High chopper to the left side on one hop. Dean, plenty of time, long throw, and gets it to Byers. So that is a quick inning of work for Norwood. But the bats got to heat up for the cause. We head to the sixth. They trail 6-0 here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
3A Regional Baseball continuing here on KNZA in Ozaukee. Beautiful afternoon, but Prairie Le Compton, two more at-bats to get back into it. Six outs to spare, and the number one ranked team in the state, Bishop Ward, a 6-0 lead on the cause. Manny Dunn back to work. He's been sensational today on both sides. 8 strikeouts on the hill. He has also hit a 2-run home run. That was in the 4-run fourth inning for the Cyclones. And we'll have a pitch hitter here. It'll be Dakota Plake.
Number 16, Dakota Plake.
He was out in right field defensively and now steps in here for Trindle. So Plake steps in. First at bat here for him today and swings and misses over the off-speed pitch. And it's 0-1. Fastball, swing and a miss, 0-2. Trindle, who Plake is replacing here, had one at bats, and it was a strikeout. Here's an 0-2. In there, strike three. 9 strikeouts now for Dunn. Quick work. 3-pitch strikeout on Plake, and that'll bring up Zach Esman.
Catcher, Zach Esman.
Esman struck out in his first at-bat. Takes a fastball low for ball one. Well, it's been a struggle for the cause offense, and it's been a struggle for Not all the teams that Bishop Ward has played this year. Again, came into this game today allowing under 2 runs a game. They have kept the cause off the board here in this one so far. Next pitch high, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike here on Essman. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Dunn looking for his 10th strikeout of the day, and he gets it. Swing and a miss on the off-speed pitch. Quickly 2 up and 2 down.
Shortstop, Eli Dean.
To the top of the order, Eli Dean, who is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a flyout to center. Cyclones with a 6-0 lead here in semifinal number 1. Winner moves on, and we'll take on the winner of Jeff West and Sabetha. A regional title game here later on, roughly, we'll say ETA around 6-ish. If it stays in order, we'll have about 25 minutes between our games today. 2 straight missing the zone, 2-0 here on Dean. Dunn trying to go 1-2-3 once again, has not given up a base runner since the 4th inning, which was the lone hit for the cause by Metcalf, who is on deck. Another pitch missing, 3-0 here. Taking all the way in there for a strike, now 3 balls and 1 strike. Three-one by Dunn. And a slicer to the right side, and it's out of play. And the count goes from 3-0 to 3-2. A little bit of a breeze towards the gap in right center. Our first round coverage Thursday, that breeze was blowing towards left center. Out today, right center. Hit well to the right side, but on a high hop for Hernandez. Easy play from 4-3 and another 3-up, 3-down frame. And the cause in trouble with 1 at-bat to go. It is 6-0 Bishop Ward. It's high school baseball here on KNCA.
Farmers State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitcher number 7, Rolando Calderon.
8-9-1 here in the Bishop Ward 6th inning. They have a 6-0 lead on Perry LeCompton in this regional semifinal contest here today. Again, beautiful afternoon in Ozaukee, light breeze, mild temperatures, mid-70s, Lake Perry in the backdrop. Cause gonna have to put together a monstrous rally to come back in this one on number 1 in the state. Norwood's first pitch, a little bit outside, a little bit up, and it's 1 ball and no strikes here to Calderon, who has reached twice, a walk and a single, now hits it well. Tailing towards the gap in right center, running and making a athletic catch in the gap is Gordon for out number 1.
Second baseman David Hernandez.
First time Calderon's been retired today. And number 9 in the order, the freshman second baseman David Hernandez. He is 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Been struck out by Byers and has also been struck out by Norwood. First pitch a little bit inside, it's 1-0. 1-0 in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. The Cyclones scored 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, blew it open with 4 in the 4th. They hit for the cycle in that inning. highlighted by a two-run homer over the fence in right, which banged up against the scoreboard by Manny Dunn. Ground ball left side, going to be trouble. Dean with an athletic play, throw, and not in time. Nearly got an incredible play. The throw gets away, and Hernandez into second base. It's a great play by Dean. I mean, Derek Jeter-esque, jumping in the air and trying to throw from deep in the hole at short. And even an online throw, I don't think, gets Hernandez, but nonetheless, he's now at second base with two outs.
Keelan Overton.
Correction, one out. And to the top of the order with Keelan Overton. Overton in his last at-bat, a sacrifice fly. Takes the first pitch strike from Norwood. It's 0-1. He has also walked and scored and has been hit by a pitch, as this is the now fourth time through the order for Bishop Ward. Norwood out of the stretch, looking back at second base. Hernandez a big lead, nobody holding him on, and big enough for Norwood to turn around and run him back to the base. The cause have been stymied, just one hit in the game. And a ground ball to the right side should be playable off the hip. Plenty of time. The throw is high and just getting it in time. And Overton retired. Hernandez to third. And there's two outs.
Number three, Manny Dunn.
So here's Dunn. He is driven in three. A sac fly and a two-run homer. That home run to right center off the scoreboard. First pitch swinging. He rips it into right center field for a base hit. So a two outs RBI single makes it 7-0. He has driven in four today.
Number five, Chris Mancina.
Well, six was going to be a challenge enough, but they say in baseball, any insurance is good insurance, especially in a tournament style. And Dunn has done it all today. And they will have a courtesy runner for him. It'll be Javion Braden, a senior who will run for him at first base. So a runner at first, two down. Another run is in. 7-0 is our score here in the home sixth inning of play. Mancinas has reached twice. He has walked and has also been hit by a pitch. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. Not much of a lead by the courtesy runner. Fastball outside. Two balls and no strikes. Calderon led off the inning, lining out to center into the gap in right. Hernandez singled, got to second on a throwing error. Next pitch low. It's now three balls and no strikes. Overton grounded out, which got Hernandez to third. And then Dunn brought him in with an RBI single to right center. And there's a pickoff move, and the courtesy runner, Braden, is picked off. Good job by Norwood, and that ends the inning. But insurance for Bishop Ward. To the seventh we go. Speaking of seven, their lead is 7-0.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Top seed and number one ranked Bishop Ward trying to put the finishing touches on a semifinal victory. They have a 7-0 lead here over Perry Lee Compton as we start the top of the seventh inning. So a final opportunity for Perry LeCompton against Manny Dunn, who has only thrown 82 pitches so far and is trying to go the distance with a potential complete game shutout. He's got 10 strikeouts coming into the inning. The Cause have gotten nothing going in this game today. It is 2-3-4. Metcalf, Starnes, and Byers. And they got to put a heavy rally together. We'll have about 25 minutes between games. Jeff West and Sabetha, the other semifinal coming up in game two. Plenty of time between there, but Cause have one more chance here. There's a check swing and miss by Metcalf, and it's 0-1. Metcalf has struck out. He has also singled in the game. The lone hits for the Cause in this one. Grounder, left side, slow, charging, fielding, picking, throwing, and getting. That looked too routine for Mancinas. Well, there's one out in the inning.
Number 12, Cage, Starnes.
It wasn't hit incredibly hard, but played it perfectly on the knee-high hop. Little sidearm throw with the right, and chest tie with the location for out one. Starnes in there for a strike on the first pitch. He is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a lineout. A chance for Bishop Ward to close out this game here in the seventh. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0 and 2. The 0-2 on the way, and it's fouled straight back. It stays 0-2. Well, Dunn's been sensational today. He has faced the minimum in every inning except the second, in which he faced just one over the minimum and four. There is a swing and a miss, and there is quickly out number two. 11 strikeouts now for Dunn.
Number 25, Peyton Byers.
And well under the pitch count, 88 now on the pitch count for Dunn. Of course, 105 the limit. He's got plenty to spare and a chance for a complete game. Here's Byers, who pitched the first three innings. And then Norwood took over the rest of the way, takes a pitch inside for ball one. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the seventh inning, it's been Bishop Ward really from the jump. 7-0. Trying to close this game out and stay undefeated on the year. 1-0, hit to the right side, a sharp single for Byers. Keeps the ball game going, at least one more at bat, just the second hit of the day for the Cause. And Byers at first base with two outs, and here's Norwood, who was hit by a pitch in his first at bat, and he's also struck out. And a courtesy runner coming in for Byers. That's going to be Caden Baker, a freshman, who's going to run over there at first base. So Baker now at first with two down. And we'll have a meeting on the hill here for Bishop Ward. And all they need is one out to win this ball game. And a little pause in the action here. Can't imagine them taking out Dunn with plenty of pitches to spare, and he is at 90 of the 105 maximum. Pretty quick meeting. And Baker, the courtesy runner at first base after a Byers single. Bishop Ward, their lead is 7-0. Dunn hasn't had to work out of the stretch much. Does so here. First pitch, swing and a miss to Norwood, and it's 0-1. Dunn fires, and the umpire calls a balk right before that pitch, so Baker, the courtesy runner, takes second base. So that strike call won't count, stays 0-1. That's the second balk we've seen today. First against Perry LeCompton, 0-1, a little bit up, a little bit outside, and it's one ball and one strike here to Norwood. Baker, the courtesy runner at second base, two outs here in the seventh, a 1-1. In there for a strike, and it's now 1-2. cause down to potentially one more pitch in their season. One ball and two strikes. Runner at second base, two down. Dunn lifts and fires. It is in the dirt. So two balls and two strikes. Dunn has 11 strikeouts in the game today. This next pitch will be his 95th. Not too worried about the runner at second base. Two and two, two outs, one on. Bishop Ward trying to move to 22-0. Dunn's pitch. Hit to the left side, playing it on a nice hop. Mancina's deep, long throw. Boy, he is clean at short and does it with another nice play to end the game. A ground out does it, and Bishop Ward will end the Perry LeCompton baseball season. Final score, 7-0 Cyclones. We'll recap this first game when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA. Well, Bishop Ward, the number one seed and top-ranked team in 3A, showing out here today as they eliminate Perry LeCompton by a final score of 7-0. So game one is in the books, about 25, 30 minutes or so. We'll have a break here coming up. Sabetha and Jeff West in game number two here in Ozaukee. Again, appreciate Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you. A little bit of a recap here before we take our first in-between game break. And Bishop Ward again moving to 22-0 on the year. And Perry LeCompton season ends for a second straight year in the semifinals of the regional tournament. Cause finish at 13-7. Well, Bishop Ward, they got on the board first in the second inning of play. It was on a wild pitch. Connor Taylor scoring from third base. Again, that was early on. Inning two, giving Bishop Ward an early 1-0 lead. They would add another run in the third on a sacrifice fly by Manny Dunn. A 2-0 lead going into the fourth inning, and the game really put away in the fourth as the Cyclones hit for the cycle in the fourth inning, and it was all capped off by a 2-run homer by Dunn. 4 runs scored there on 4 hits. That point 6-0, and then they would add on an RBI single by Dunn in the sixth inning, so a little bit of insurance against 7-0, the final score. Cause finishing the game with just 2 hits, and they just could not get much going on Dunn, who finishes a complete game shutout with just 2 hits allowed and 11 strikeouts. So the final tallies in this one, Bishop Ward, 7 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base. And for Perry LeCompton, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and they left 2 on base. So that's going to wrap up our first broadcast here. Hang with us. Captain Kurt taking care of you Back at our KNCA studios, about 25 minutes or so on the guesstimation time there, as we got a dandy for you. A third meeting between Big 7 League opponents, Jeff West and Sabetha, the top two teams in the league this year, with a right to face Bishop Ward in a championship later on tonight. Bishop Ward advancing a 7-0 victory over Prairie Lake Compton. Step aside here for about 25 minutes. Back after this, you're listening to High School Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.